Alrighty guys, how you guys doing? This is GXRP Perez, and I'm back. Today we're going to cover Pundi X. It's the first time I ever covered it, so I don't know much about it, but a lot of people have been asking me about it. So I'm going to first start off with their website, and it kind of gives you an overview of what they're about. I did my notes as well. Their main thing is to bring adoption to cryptocurrencies through their system. They have three options, which is their card, their mobile wallet, and their PundiX POS platform, which enables you to purchase cryptocurrency, spend cryptocurrencies, withdraw, deposit it, but inside of markets. It also allows you to use the cryptocurrency of your choice, depending on the real world value at that specific moment. And now I'm gonna go ahead and jump into the website, and then we can tag along, and we can chase it down and do what we do. So this is the webpage, pundix.com. And we're going to start off right here, where it says, use digital currencies anytime, anywhere. In 2019, PundiX will bring its payment ecosystem, the XPOS, XWallet, and XPass, to even more consumers and businesses across the world. We have been developing our blockchain-based point-of-sale POS solution and solidifying partnerships with government, payment companies, and retailers. Together, we will achieve fast-paced growth, providing a borderless payment ecosystem beyond fiat. There are many reasons why people are now tuning to digital currencies. The most obvious use case is for transactions. But digital currencies also play a key role in promoting financial inclusion, overcoming foreign exchange issues, and even mitigating the instability of fiat currency. People all over the world are eager to get their hands on our blockchain-based payment solution, the XPOS. Emerging markets want the XPOS to stabilize their payment ecosystem amid hyperinflation. Development markets are partnering with us to digitize and modernize their payments infrastructure using our blockchain technology. The XPOS devices are already live in 25 markets globally, and we will expand into even more territories in 2019. We will make transactions in digital currencies as easy as buying a bottle of water. So as I was saying, they want to make it easy for everyone for mass adoption, including those underdeveloped countries, the unbanked, as they call them. But it makes sense. It makes sense to bring adoption to the masses. Let's see. So here they give you a little example, as easy as buying a bottle of water, which is their concept. They also, down here, they give you a couple of places they're already partnering up with to do business, and one of them includes Dubai, Venezuela, Singapore, Nigeria, and Indonesia. So they're making big moves. The most versatile payment ecosystem of its kind. Our partners want to drive market adoption of our XPOS solution. We are planning to make our API available to developers, provisioning them to access to co-create and even better borderless digital currency payment ecosystem through various token utilization scenarios. So, crazy. Ultra Music Festival in Taiwan is using PundiX. Organized the world's first blockchain-powered music festival with Ultra Taiwan. PundiX was the official payment solution provider, and the XPOS was used by 40 merchants and more than 30,000 festival goers during the two-day music festival for food, drinks, and merchants. That's great. And it goes on to Business Weekly Group. Showcase the XPOS and XPass to more than 20,000 attendees in the biggest annual business and organized in Taipei. Puniex, what is this? Bofens? Okay. Helping VOF launch a celebrity-based digital currency in South Korea, celebrities will be able to launch their own tokens supported, embraced, and accepted by their fans. VOF is notably China's biggest celebrity-focused app developer, as well as the sole partner of the Tencent in the space, with the reach of over 6 million QQ followers. Verifone. We have successfully completed integrated support of XPOS module in X990 made by US-based Verifone. One of the largest providers of traditional point of sale POS terminals in the world. So big partnerships, and they've already put it to the test and it's actually worked out. So that's always a good sign, especially with something like this. People don't see this as a huge project because it's not talked about much, but it's being used, and use case is usually what matters, right? That's what we believe, and we want them to spread mass adoption because we want our value to go up, especially us, the investors. So let's keep going. XPOS. Any store can buy, sell, and accept digital currencies, empowering blockchain developers, token holders, merchants, and consumers to transact in digital currencies at any physical store in the world, making digital currencies accessible to everyone. PundiX POS. We continue to improve, refine, and optimize the hardware, software, and security of our POS solutions to maintain the best-in-class quality. Mass production of the XPOS started back in February 2018. PundiX will deploy over 100,000 XPOS devices to more than 20 countries. Great. Seems like it's working fabulously. All right, so we're going to read this little chart right here, and it says instant transactions. XPOS transactions happen instantly at less than 0.5 seconds. No delay, just pay and go. Support multiple cross-chain digital currencies. The XPOS is cryptocurrency neutral, so you can transact with your favorite coins or tokens like BTC, ETH, BNB, NPXS, and etc. Works easily with XPass and XWallet. The XPass card is an easy-to-use tap card for crypto beginners. Top it up with your favorite digital currencies and pay with ease. You can also pair your XPass card onto the XWallet mobile app and use it with the XPOS. Top up digital currency with ease. In addition to making payments, customers can acquire digital currencies like Bitcoin from the XPOS with ease. The experience is as easy as buying a cup of coffee. Then we have stablecoin settlement without volatility. There we go. To avoid any volatility risk, merchants will receive their settlements in stable currencies or fiat in partnership with their distributed partners. Okay, locations of featured XPOS merchants. Locations in the map. In the map is a list of our featured XPOS merchants. If you are one of our distribution partners or individual XPOS merchants, please submit your location detail. And okay, so. Card payments. PundiX team is now establishing the partnership with exchange platforms, cryptocurrency wallets, fashion brands, and chain store to launch cryptocurrency payment card. For the customer who don't know how to use the mobile payment to conduct a transaction, they can buy and use cryptocurrencies with ease. It is very easy to use when it comes to payments. The staff will ask the customer to use their PundiX XPass cards. The customers will see the rate of the selected cryptocurrencies on the screen. Once confirmed the rate, they can tap the card and complete the transaction. PundiX POX will print out the receipt for both customers and store owners. So they're making it easy for everyone. And now we're going to go into the wallet. So far, so good. The X Wallet by PundiX. Digital payments made easy on our mobile device. and here they have it. You can pair it with your card, or you can do various things, but very interesting. Very interesting. It's like having a debit card, but with all your cryptos in there, and when you swipe, it kind of like pinpoints what it is that you're using, the value, everything is like up to date. It's pretty cool, pretty neat. All right. Ubiquitous payments, easy management. The X wallet mobile app connects regular digital asset wallets with the Pundi X payment ecosystem. It allows users to easily make payments in physical stores via the X POS. The X wallet can also be paired with the X Pass, making it a digital payment app that can be used anytime, anywhere. Seamless integration. You can easily manage your digital assets, check in your current balance, or top up the X wallet. By default, each user will have a virtual X Pass card in the app. You can also pair your X wallet with your Pundi X Pass card to make payments directly from the app when needed. If you lose the X Pass card, you can transfer all of your tokens from your X Pass card to the X wallet app to another X Pass card. Top up the X wallet from other wallets. Select the card icon, choose the virtual card, select the type of currency you want to top up, tap on the receive icon and choose the via address, copy the top of address, or scan the QR code. On your other wallets, choose the correct type of cryptocurrencies and insert the X wallet top up address to make the transfer. Instant payments online or offline. Transactions via an internet connection, X wallet, or XPass can be processed immediately, while offline transactions can be made by scanning the QR code, which will later be uploaded onto the blockchain. The X wallet, in short, keeps up with your busy lifestyle. And then here they talk about staking, safe and secure. Each X wallet comes with a user password, username and password protection feature. There's also no need for private keys, data backup, because it is not a cold wallet. The app can also help users easily retrieve data stored on any phone, device, or XPass linked to the app. So they make it easier, user-friendly, which is a good thing. NPXS. Publish applications on Pundi XPOS device. Based on Android 7.0, Pundi XPOS has its own application store. The developers can publish application targeting retailers such as cryptocurrency transactions, wallets, financial or insurance services, memberships or loyalty programs, delivery management, and more to cater needs in different countries. Published on app on Pundi XPOS App Store requires NPXS tokens, and NPXS is a default token to settle the payments within the application depending on the different types of developers. We charge up to 30% of the handling fees in NPXS. The Pundi X contract will burn this kind of NPXS tokens. Okay, and then here they talk about the open platform. Function X. Let's see what that is. Function X. Hi, Bob. Introducing Block on Block, the world's first blockchain phone. Reimagine your phone design. Regains control of your data. Nice. So, I guess that's a new feature. FX coin. I've heard of this. I think this is a new coin that they're coming up with. I'm not really sure. I didn't really look into that. I didn't really see that. But we'll go back here. Let's go to partnerships so you can get to know the CEO, blockchain, and also the companies they're working with. And here are some of the associated businesses. Here are the blockchains. These are all people that are partnered with them. Payments. Distributors, others, these are all partners. About us, let's see. Vision Team. So Team Pundi X operates globally with a physical with physical offices in Jakarta, London, Sao Paulo, Seoul, Tokyo, Shenzhen, and Singapore. We have over 150 full-time colleagues as of August 2018. Half of us are R&D focused. So here to show you a map of all the locations. So they're pretty aggressive. And this is the CEO. Zach is the former W3C chain of HTML5 interest group. He was a scholarship recipient at Sweden KTH and Norway NTNU. Zach spent 12 years in tech in browser and mobile gaming markets. And then the CTO, and goes on and on and on. If you want to know more about that, just go to their page and check this out. I'll have it down in the description. Now, let's see if I can maybe show you guys a video to end this off, because I think it's pretty unique. I think it's a good project. They're doing a lot of work with others, but their main thing is that they want to bring adoption, and that's what we all want, because we are investors. You guys saw the partnerships, the notes that I took down. You guys know about the XPass card already. Another thing, when they actually started their ICO idea project, they sold 35 million within 90 minutes. It's pretty insane. So a lot of people believed in it. It just slowed down a bit. A lot of new projects. It is an ERC token, 20 token. But they do have an aggressive approach. They have a nice team. I think they could go far. So if you're invested in this, I suggest you hold. I'm not a financial advisor, but from what I read, they seem pretty aggressive, and they look like they're gonna push forward. I think their cause is just. Let me see. I think I saw a video here. XPOS, so you guys can see something. There we go. So let's go ahead and play this video. I haven't seen it yet, but what's going on here? Watch the video. Okay. Okay. No? All right, well, I'm gonna leave it at that. And if you guys like what you saw, hit the like, subscribe, and notification bell. If you have any questions, leave it in the comments. I'll be sure to answer them as good as I can. I possibly can. And please let me know what other coins you guys would like me to touch base on. But this one's pretty simple. I thought it was gonna be a little more difficult. It's working. I want to give you at least one video. Let's see what we got going on here. Nope, they're not. Just don't want to play. Let's see. I don't understand. Oh. You guys will definitely have this in the description, so you guys can go in and check it out. And that's it for tonight. Have a good night. And thank you very much.